Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is light.
Hey, hey, let the church.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory. So stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Don't lose sleep worrying about things God can deliver you from in a blink of his eye. Know that God doesn't want you to live stressed out or overwhelmed. Don't give up on what God has called you to do. Prioritize your goals and set your time limits. Remember, this is your year of completion. Thank you so much for tuning into our dynamic and anointed radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. Today is Monday, July 11, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your radio co-host, together with my amazing and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the dynamic host for Come Together for Change radio broadcast. In conjunction with our ordained ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our new perspective in life, so we can believe bigger and go beyond our barriers to reach our higher potentials. When we choose faith over fear, God will take us places that we have never dreamed of. So let's come together for change. At this time, I certainly wish to welcome all our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our faithful prayer partners and supporters. Just so you know, you may listen to our radio broadcast wherever you are right now via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. Again, 646-200-0578. You might want to text someone or tweet someone or even run next door to a neighbor and let them know. Dial this number, 646-200-0578. Come Together for Change is on the air right now, and you don't want to miss this anointed message from God. Amen, amen. Did you know that happiness should not be measured by the material things we have accumulated in this life, since we cannot take anything with us when we leave? Happiness should reflect our inner feelings and contentment that we show to others by the fruit of the Spirit, namely love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. By demonstrating these qualities, we show that we understand what living is all about. Loving our fellow man and helping to reach the lost at all costs. May the joys of this week be reflected in your attitude and not in your possessions. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Again, what you make happen for others, God will make happen just for you. Amen. Our topic for this week is, are you ready? Are you ready? That is a question that you have to ask yourself. And if you don't know the answer, by the end of this message, you will. The main scripture will be coming from St. Matthew 24 and 44, and it reads as follows. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24 and 44. Now at this time, it gives me an honor and a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others our host for Come Together for Change radio broadcast, who is a man after God's own heart, a man who never moves without the unction of God speaking directly to his heart, a man full of wisdom, knowledge, and the anointing of God. He is an ordained senior chaplain, ordained minister of the gospel, motivational speaker, mentor, professional leadership and personal development trainer, certified and licensed counselor, and published author of his first book, The Journey into a New Life as a Disciple of Jesus Christ. At this time, I present to you Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia, and hello to all you out there in the radio land. I just want to give you a welcome to our program and to let you know that we are here with one intention, and that intention is to bring the church together, to unite the body of Christ, and that we are preparing the body of Christ for the return of Jesus Christ, because he said he will come again, and if he is coming again, we need to be prepared. So I want to speak to you on the topic, are you ready? Now, many people have problems with keeping time. Some people cannot be early for, regardless of if you paid them. Some people are not punctual because they're not really able to measure out their time. Now, understanding the value of time is very important if you are going to be going someplace at a particular time. Understanding the value of time is important if you're going to get to work on time. You know, you have to catch a bus or you have to be able to measure out the time. Very often we are not able to measure out time. You say, well, it should only take me 10 minutes. But then on the road you find that there's an accident and you have to detour. You have to go elsewhere because you were not prepared for the time it would take you to get there. That happens to all of us because sometimes we are not ready we are not prepared to be able to get there on time. And sometimes the bus leaves us. Sometimes we get there and the bus is gone. Sometimes we get we are late for the train, or the train is packed full and you can't get on, and you cannot get on, you miss and you get to work late. But when you get to work late, you can't tell the boss, I was late. Well, you should have been early. You should have measured out the time. What did it take for you to be early? Or what does it take for you to be ready? You have got to be able to measure out the time. And therefore, I want us to look today at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Now, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, is filled with lots of interesting things that will be necessary for us to understand. We hear in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So we see that the disciples wanted to know what would be the signs of his coming and the end of the world. And they were kind of preoccupied with when he would come. And Jesus said unto them in verse 44, therefore be ye also ready, for it touch an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now, Jesus' return is very imminent. As we look around the earth today, if you look up chapter 24, you read it, there are a number of signs that he said would show when he would come. For instance, he said in verse 6, he said that you should hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He said, for nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all men. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise up and deceive many. But here Jesus said that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So therefore, we see that we are in the last days, because the Christian faith has been preached around the world. There are very few nations right now that people have never heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And therefore, Jesus wants us to be prepared. Why are we to be prepared? We are to be prepared because he's coming back to take his bride away. Why are we to be prepared? Because in anything that you're doing, if you're not prepared, you're going to be late. And the thing about his return is that you have got to be prepared regardless of the circumstances. You have got to understand the value of preparation. Even as we live today, we hear about so many things happening, wars and rumors of wars and people getting up against each other, and so many things are happening that would cause us to wonder, things that we've never seen and things that we've never heard before. And we see that these are just the beginning of things, but Jesus said the end is not come. The end has not come, so we've got to understand that readiness is so important, right? Because there is a story given in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, and we hear about 10 virgins who went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, we're told in St. Matthew 25, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with them. And when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those that virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest we don't have enough to fill up our lamps. And go ye rather to them that sell and buy. Now, at that late time, it was difficult for them to go and buy. They just got out of sleep. They heard the bridegroom was coming, and they just got out of their sleep. But their lamps were not ready, and they were not able to see because the lamps were not ready. I'm suggesting to you today that if they knew the time that the bridegroom would come, they would prepare, or they would be better prepared. And as a result, they were unprepared and were not able to meet the bridegroom. Lord, let this not be you today, that you are not ready. The question is, what should you do to get ready? Because Jesus said, be also ready. He also said to watch therefore, for you know not what the time the Lord cometh. So you've got to be able to understand the importance of being ready. What should you do to be ready? The first thing that you need to do to be ready is, the question is, are you born again? Because if you're not born again, you cannot go into the kingdom. Because Jesus said in St. John's Gospel that if you were not born of water and of the Spirit, that you will not be ready to go with him, that you would not be born again. And he said in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, he answered and said unto them, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the question is, have you been born again? And you will know, because the Spirit of God will be dwelling inside of you. You will know, because if you are born again, you are born of the water and the Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus is dwelling in you, and you are born again because you have the knowledge that you are his child. His Spirit is dwelling within you. You will know that you are born again because you have grown. The things you used to do, you do them no more. You will know that you are ready to go with Jesus when he comes, because the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. If you are born again, you will know, because the things you used to do, you do them no more. And because of that, you are just sitting ready. You are just waiting. You are just prepared. Oh, as the five foolish virgins were not prepared, because they did not estimate the time, how long it would be before the lamps went out. They didn't estimate the time because they did not understand that they needed to carry oil for the journey. And a lot of us today are not able to estimate the time that we need to prepare. I'm suggesting to you today that if you are unprepared, you will know that you need to be able to put things in place. These five foolish virgins were unprepared. As a result, they were unresponsive. I'm suggesting to you today that it is time for you to prepare and look at the signs. Look at the signs of the times. When before did we see so many different things happening? People killing each other. People just not prepared to live together in harmony and unity. People with many different problems. Racism is a problem, and there are so many different problems that are facing all people. And God is saying to you today, are you ready? Are you prepared? If there's a wedding or there's a funeral, there's a specific time that it will take, that these things will take place. There's a specific time for Jesus coming. But you know, the thing about it is that no one knows the time. No one knows the time. No one knows the date. No one knows when it's going to happen. Because we look back in the Bible when God told Noah to build an ark and prepare himself and his family to go into this ark. And we are told that Noah preached for over 21 years. And as Noah preached and told the people, prepare ye yourselves. Prepare yourselves, that because the world is going to be destroyed by a flood. And they laughed at him. And they mocked him. And they said, you're a stupid old man. But Noah said, look, I don't want to make a fool of myself. But God told me to build this ark and take the animals with me, two animals, and I'm giving you an invitation to join me in this ark. And when the time came, the animals went into the ark two by two, and Noah and his family. And as a result, then something happened that the people had not seen before. There was rain began to descend upon the earth, but the ark was closed. When the people realized that it was actually going to happen, they got to watch and see that when God says something, it really happens. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you born again? Have you been growing? Have you been disciplining yourself to be able to understand how to live? Or the temptations of this world have been getting you down? Or you've been enjoying yourselves on the addictions? You've been enjoying yourselves on the things of this world, and you have not been prepared for spiritual warfare. You've not been prepared for spiritual responsibilities. You have not come into spiritual maturity. And I am suggesting to you today that if you are not ready, you are not going to be prepared when Jesus comes. And that's what he said, be also ready. For in such a time as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. It's not about just trying to make it in. It is just like sitting an exam. If you have not prepared, you will not be ready to be able to be successful. And Jesus is saying to you today, are you ready? Because he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest. He wants you to be prepared. He wants you to be ready to go with him. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Because if you're not prepared, you're not going to be able to go with him, and you're going to be left behind. Nobody wants to preach this message today because they don't want to scare people. I'm not here to scare you today. I'm here for that you will understand that this is a serious time, and that if you're not prepared, you will not go with him, and you'll be left behind. I'm sure that some of you may have seen that picture, left behind. When the time comes, Jesus will go. Just like when the time came, Noah went into the ark, and those were left behind, who, because they did not believe. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he came, that he was born? Do you believe that he died? Do you believe that he rose from the, that he was crucified, and that he rose from the grave, and that he said he will come again, and he is coming again? Are you prepared to go with him when he comes? It's going to be a sad day for some. I know that there are others who are just sitting, waiting, looking for Jesus to come. But that's not the way it should be. He wants you to be able, just like a planter or like a farmer. A farmer plants seed and he sits and waits. But he just don't sit and wait. He has to do something with the ground. He has to make sure that there are no weeds. He has to prepare the ground. So I'm asking you today, are you prepared to see Jesus when he comes? Are you prepared to be able to move with him and live a life that is comfortable? Because the life here for some of you, for most, is not comfortable. But if you know Jesus, and if you know that he's living in your heart, and your life is changing and transformed, you don't have to worry, because you know that he will be there for you. I want to suggest to you today that it's time. That it's time to make yourselves ready. I want to pray for you that you will be ready. I want to pray for you that your life will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you will be ready. Not just sitting ready, but reaching out to others, loving one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one for another. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing of your Holy Spirit minister to those who have been wasting time, those who have been looking at the circumstances but not being able to interpret the signs of the time. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord, not just to be concerned with their own feelings and what they think is right, but help them to know, Lord Jesus, that feeding off of their addictions and getting high on cocaine and getting high on smoking is not going to help them. Help them, dear Father, to find your peace. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Father, have your own way, Lord. Take full control of your people. And, Lord, grant us wisdom to go out there and in this last time be able to bring people together who will find the peace and the joy that you offer and be ready, be prepared to go with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.